what we are doing, in fact, it's not my idea, but it's what is coming from the consultation that I'm doing with the elderly people in the community. I've just divided the community into sectors, the youth, the disabled, the elderly, and the widows. So now we've just finished consulting the elders, and one of the critical issues that came from the consultations was the desire by the elderly to revert back to the concept of the community court.
So what is actually making them to believe that community courts can be better than any other courts?
One of the problems is that we have compromised resident associations at the moment. Some of them, you find that they are political activists that are known in the community. And because of that, people have lost trust in their impartiality. So the elders are saying, for them, it is a bit difficult because whenever you go to resident association, this time you see the resident association members in other forums, they will be addressing local parties, the other forums they are coming back as resident associations. So that needs to be resolved.
For you to have, let's say, community courts in Pelandaba and Popoma, what could be your entry point?
What is important for us now is to establish whether this concept is still legal in Zimbabwe, because there's a possibility that it was outlawed, but I'm not aware of that. And so I would have to consult with the Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs to get an understanding of the status of the issue of the community court.